Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-go work-life balance, and set up the family routine to hold it all together. This is your mom life transformation time, and today we're talking about why moms feel guilty, talking about what their kids do for chores. Are you running a work-from-home business, but you still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that still let you show up as mom each day, every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around without losing your mind and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session with me by April 12th, and I will see you on her call. So if you've started to make over your household the way I share, I bet that sometimes you are hiding how good your life is from your mom, friends, or relatives. Why? Because you are not comfortable living there yourself. It takes a lot of mental readjustment to even entertain the idea of passing chores off to the kids, freeing yourself up for other things like your business. Wasn't this not what mom's role is supposed to be? I mean, I'm supposed to be head cook, chief bottle washer, right? And then you're also having to shush the mom guilt every time it rears its ugly head. Because trust me, it will, at least until you get solid and settled in mommy not doing all the work being your new state of affairs. So, what this sometimes leads to is you feeling guilty about what your kids do for chores when anyone comments on how overwhelmed you must be feeling or jokes about how many miles long your to-do list is. That feeling of guilt or shame about how good you have it, or an unwillingness to share the truth stems from these things. You feel embarrassed to share how little you actually do around the house, or you're worried that other people think you're overworking your kids, or you are afraid of other moms' judgment. Mostly that last one. Because it's really other people's negative opinions on your parenting choices that you are afraid of. You don't want to hear, "Oh, I would never do that. Must be nice. Good for I want that, you have it, and I hate you." Or, "Boy, I wouldn't want to be your kid." But you know what? You're letting them have the power, control the narrative, and decide your parenting. And for what? So you can say, "I have never offended anybody in my whole life ever." That's a stupid reason for choosing something. You go with your gut. You parent according to convictions, and you don't deviate from them just because someone else makes different choices. She's allowed to. That's her right. Same as it's yours to follow the path God gave you, this work from home business, without swerving. You're allowed to not deal with the mom guilt and juggling, should I be with my kid or work on my business all day long? You're allowed to get someone to help you with that. Hi, me. So you can show up as both the mom and the CEO without guilt. Because what do you think is going to happen in your business and to your parenting life when you can balance both of those things in perfect harmony? What's going to happen to the work-life balance, to the kid memories you're making, and heck, your business revenue then? You know, I remember even before I started my business as a mom, I would run to the grocery store with five kids in tow, and people would look at me like I was crazy. I was always getting comments of, "Bless your heart," and, "Your hands must be so full," and the like. Me? I did not want to let that narrative stand, not even for a little bit. Not even for you, that 15-second interaction with our usual friendly grocery store checker-outer. "Oh, I have lots of help," I would tell them. "No, I'm really not all that busy." I could tell they didn't believe me, but at least I was speaking up, putting it out there, sending the message that things could be different as a mom. Because, see, even then, with five kids, it was easy for me because I had the big kids unbuckling the little kids, running off to fetch me three green peppers and two tomatoes when I looked over the bananas, and then triumphantly carrying the milk gallons back to me while I was looking over the cold food discount bins. I wasn't doing all of the grocery shopping myself. I could delegate little bits and pieces of my grocery list and the car seat buckling, so I did. So, how are you giving public opinion sway over your parenting? Where are you letting other people dictate how you run your family? And where are you giving more weight to their opinions than to what God's told you to do? Stop that and get back on course. The future of your kids and your business depends on it. Are you running a work-from-home business, but you've still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that still let you show up as mom each day. every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around without losing your mind, and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session by April 12th. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day.